never think or ask. Amen. He is that kind of God. Amen. So we praise the Lord today, and we thank God again for all of you. I'm not going to be before you long. I don't. If I do, it's going to be the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just want to give you some pointers, and we want to bless the Lord. We want to be able to hear from the Lord. So we're going to pray, and after we pray, we're going to jump right into the Word of God. But I want you to know that I love each and every one of you. Thank God for each and every one of you. Let us continue to pray for our country, pray for our nation, that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above what all we ask or think. Because we're in a critical time now that we really need to step out in faith and in the Word of God. Amen. So I ask you today to open up your hearts and your minds to hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to break bread with our brothers and sisters today. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to lift up your name. For you said that if you be lifted up from the earth, that you would draw all men unto you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, that those that are in darkness will come out of darkness into the marvelous light of your word. Father God, and as they hear the word, Father God, that whether it's here or wherever the word of God is going on, we pray, Father God, that lives will be changed, that men, women, boys, and girls will change their minds about sin and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Father, we pray right now out of the abundance of our hearts that the latter rain of the Holy Spirit will rain on us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And your anointing, Father God, will fall on us, Father God. And we will go forth, Father God, in demonstration of your word, not just in the sanctuary, but God, when we go out, Father God, help us to go out to serve, to go out, Father God, to lift up your name, Father God, that others, Lord God, will see God in us, and they too will want to be saved. Father, we thank you. We bind the hands of the enemy right now. Every hex, every jinx, every vex, every evil, every warlock, every evil spirit of the enemy that will try to come and hinder us from hearing what you say today, we bind it and cast it away from us in the name of Jesus, and we release heaven's help, the Holy Ghost, to rule and reign in our lives today in Jesus' name. Now let the church say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen,
amen again.
Amen.
He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise God. As I was beginning to pray and seek the Lord, amen, as Pastor Reverend called me and asked me if I would come, and I prayed and I said, Lord, well, I don't know what you want me to say to your people, but all I want to do is be obedient to your voice and to your word. And as I began to pray and seek the Lord just pressed upon me one word, amen. And I'm going to tell you what that one word is. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and then I'm going to bring you up to where we are. And I'm not going to read all these scriptures, but I'm just going to read some of them, amen. Praise God. But I want you to write them down, and you can go back and read them later on and, you know, get some more understanding, and maybe the Lord will speak to you about some things and so forth. Amen. So we're going to begin with 1 Samuel, the first chapter of Samuel. And now I want you to write down verses 1 through 19. Now, I'm not going to bore you and read all of that, but I want you to write it down. Amen. All right. And you can write down Acts 12, verses 1 through 13. I'm not going to read all that either, but I'm going to talk to you about it. Amen. Because as I said, I'm here not to beat up on anybody or anything like that, but I'm here to proclaim the word of God and to be able to help somebody as well as myself be better today and tomorrow than we were yesterday. Amen. That's all what my desire is, to do more than I did yesterday. And all of us should have that desire in our hearts that we want to do more than we did yesterday. We want to be more like Jesus tomorrow than we are today. Amen. So I'm going to start reading from 1 Samuel. I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse and read on through. So 1 Samuel, the first chapter of Samuel, verse 9 says, "So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, And he said, and she was bitter of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the afflictions of thine handmaid, and remember me, and forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, Oh no, my Lord, I am not a woman of sorrow. I am a woman of sorrow, sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid before a daughter of Balaam. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And he said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came into their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Now, I'm going to read Acts 12 and verses 1 through 5. About this time, the King Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quarters of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. I want you to listen at that. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God. As we read in the Word of God, I just want us to know that, like I said, this is just one word that I want to give to you today. And in this one word, I know you're trying to figure out how I'm going to put all that together. Don't worry, it's coming. And y'all know I'm a little bit comical too, so y'all can laugh, you can smile. You know, when I do my exercises in the morning, the ladies always say, big smile, I forget half the time. And when she say big smile, I just start smiling and start working. Although it's painful, I still work. Amen. So I'm saying, although this may be a little bit painful to you, sitting up here, you know, listening to somebody like me, amen, just smile anyway, and we'll never know the difference, okay? All right, amen. Praise God. So as I begin to pray, I begin to study the Word of God, and I begin to listen at the Word of God, and the Lord began to bring something back to me that he had given me a while back. And so I'm going to tell you today, this is my subject. One word, push. Push. What does the word push mean? It means to press or to urge a person or a thing to move or go away. So we're going to be talking about not a person, but we're going to be talking about something that we want to go away. Amen. So we want to say to you today, we want you to push. In the day and hour in which we are now living in, there are so many things that are going on, so many situations. You know, in our government, in our church houses, in our houses, you know, all around us that are not like God. But as we read in the Word of God, it is a time for the church of the living God to come forth and push. We want everything, the church as well as the world, instant. We have instant everything. We want it now, quick and easy. Sometimes it happens like that, and sometimes it doesn't. But the main thing that we need to do is that we need to listen at God. And in this I don't want to say story because sometimes when you say a story, people think that's something you made up or something someone made up. But remember, the word of God is put in here for us, for our edification, for us to learn by. Amen. And everything that he didn't want in there, he didn't put it in there. So if he put it in there, he wanted us to know, he wanted us to learn from it, okay? So here in the word of God, I don't want to say story, in the word of God, we look at a person by the name of Elkanah who had two wives. Now, that was permissible then, but brothers, sistering, it's not permitted today, okay? All right. Now we got that out of the way. Okay. So he had two wives, and one of them had children, and the other one did not. Hannah did not have children. God had not allowed her to have children, I believe, for a reason, to show his glory. And sometimes God does that for us. He will hold things from us for a certain period of time so that he can manifest himself through us. Amen. So the Bible tells us that as they begin to go up and do what they normally do. Now, when y'all go back and read all that I told you to read, you'll understand better what I'm talking about, okay? So when they went up to Jerusalem to do the work of the Lord and to do what God had called them to do, the Bible says that as they went up, the elders were eating, but Hannah didn't eat. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit because I know some of you think I'm going to be cussing when I tell you that you need to start fasting. But it's not a cuss word. It is something that we need to do, which we need to deny ourselves. So Hannah denied herself from the eating and the drinking so that she could go before the Lord. So the Bible says, like when I read in the ninth verse, how Hannah rose up and she hadn't eaten or drank. And as she went up to pray, she went into the temple and she began to pray. Now the Bible says that she did not speak loud like I am today, but she began to, the priest was there, Eli was there, and all he could do was see her lips moving, but he couldn't hear what she was saying. So therefore he thought that she was drunk. And as she kept on praying, and I imagine after a while, you know, she really was just travailing before the Lord. You know, she was pushing her way into the presence of God. And that's where the church is missing today. We're not pushing ourselves into the presence until we can get into the presence of God. We say, Lord God, bless my pastor, bless my children, and bless this one and that one. And Lord, we just ask you to have your way in my life today. Help me, Lord God, not to say the wrong thing. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, amen. We out the door. But what I'm saying here is that I want us to see here something here, that Hannah was persistent in what she was doing. She prayed and she pushed, which means to pray until something happens. And that's what the church would need to do today. That's what we as born-again believers need to do. Continue to do. Those that are doing it, continue to do it. Amen. Those that are not doing it, start doing it. Amen. And the Bible tells us that she continued to pray before the Lord. And as she was praying before the Lord, the Bible says that Eli, the priest, marked her mouth. Now, most of us would have gotten out of ourselves and we would have looked at him and might have said some things to him that wasn't godly. But I want you to see here how Hannah composed herself and what she did. When Eli said to her, how long are you going to be drunken? Put away your wine. She didn't say, now you're supposed to be the pastor, the preacher of all people. I thought you would understand. No, she didn't say that. But she, I want you to notice something here. She called him what? No, my Lord. Now, how many of us would have been able to see it, do that? Mm-mm, don't raise your hand. No, my Lord. What you said? You say what? I know good and well you didn't say I was drunk. That's what most of y'all would have said, me too. But she didn't do that. The Bible says that she called him Lord, and then she began to let him know, I haven't drank anything, I am not drunk, but it is out of my heart that I'm pouring out, that I'm pushing, that I will be able to hear from God. I'm pushing, I'm pressing my way to the presence of God. That's what I'm doing. I'm pressing until I can get an answer. I need to hear from God. I've been ridiculed. I've been misunderstood. I'm barren, but I trust the Almighty God. So sometimes when we are in situations, we may be in a barren land. We may be in a place where people talk about you and they say different things about you because you're a fanatic for Jesus, or because you believe the report of the Lord, or because you don't act like the others, you don't dress like the others, you don't cuss like the others, you know, because people cussing and raising sin, even in the churches. We don't smoke and drink and all that. And not that all those things are sin, but it's not their only sins. Amen. But when you get into a place like Hannah, where Hannah was, I want you to understand that God gave her an inner peace, even in the midst of her horrible situation. Because it's one thing for you not to have a child. Then it's another thing for somebody to poke it in your face and keep telling you, oh, you ain't worth 2 cents because you can't have children. Or you are not worth 2 cents because you can't do this. You can't do what I do. You can't do it like I do it. You can't do it as long as I do it. Whatever the case may be, we sometimes get upset and we hurt. The pain is great. But we can see here in the Word of God that Hannah went before the Lord and she began to pray. She began to pray until God answered. And when Eli got the revelation, then he said to her, glory to God. As she talked to him, Eli answered her and said, go in peace. So I'm telling you today, if we will push, if we will pray until something happens, maybe your job is not what it ought to be, or they're not paying you like they should be paying you. Maybe some things that's going on in your life that are hurting you to the core. But I tell you today that if you will do like Hannah, if you will push, and if you will pray and trust God to no limit and give God grace, because remember, I want you to understand something here too. Then I'm going to give you about 4 pointers and I'm going to be out of here. I want you to understand something here, that as they begin to pray after Eli blessed her and told her that God was going to bless her because he saw the anointing on her at that particular time. He didn't see it. See, pastors don't always see everything. And that's not neither bad and it's not good all the time. Because God sometimes wants you to see. Because sometimes if the pastor tell you, ain't going to believe it no how. Understand me? So Hannah knew what she was doing. She knew what she had need of. And she knew who she needed to get the help from. So Eli then, when he saw the anointing upon her, he blessed her. And as he blessed her, she went out and went back on her way. And she did eat. That's what the Bible says. And her countenance was no more sad because she believed the man of God. Even though he had misunderstood her, when he spoke words of life to her, she received it. See, some of you would have missed it because you would have gotten in your what? Self. Glory to God. Yeah, you would. Don't. Just keep smiling, y'all. Just keep smiling. We won't know it was you now. Just keep smiling. Amen. Praise God. We would have gotten out of ourselves and we would have said some things. But she went on. And then the Bible says, that's why I wanted to read the 19th verse. It says, and they rose up early in the morning. And what did they do? They worshiped God. They pushed through to a point of time that they could now worship God. So God is saying to us today that if we will worship him, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, glory to God. God will take you through. But you got to hold on and trust in and rely upon his word, not what's going on around you, not what people are whispering in your ear, but what the word of God is saying. Amen. So, and we read in Acts and how, you know, the story, you know, I'm not going back into all of that, but how at the beginning that I read that King Herod had done killed James, the apostle. And so after that pleased the people, he decided he was going to put Peter in jail and he in prison, and he was going to do the same thing for him. And that's what the world is doing today. They're getting us into a place where, you know, things that please the world, everything that pleases the world, they're giving these things to us. And when we start acting like the world, talking about the church now, and doing like the world, they keep on doing more and more things. Amen. But the Bible tells us that there was a group of people that realized that something needed to happen, and they pushed. The Bible says, now y'all go back and read it. I ain't got time to go through all of that. The Bible says that they were in the house, and there was much prayer going up for Peter for his safety and for him to come out of the situation that he was in. Amen. They knew what was going to happen. So they gathered together, and the Bible says that they gathered together there for what? Prayer. They pushed. They prayed until something happened. And you know, as you read the story, how or the read the Bible in that content, that when they continued to pray, that God sent an angel. And Peter was released from prison. What a mighty God we serve. If we hold to his hand, if we pray until God releases us, if we push like never before, I'm not talking about pushing people or pushing your agenda or pushing, you know, whatever you want to happen, not knowing about or caring about what God wants to happen, but I'm talking about pushing till you see the results of the word of God manifested in you, through you, by the Holy Ghost, not by what you have done or how you've done it or how good you are, but by how good God is to you. Amen. So today, praise God, I just want to let you know, I'm going to give you 4 points or 4 nuggets for the church, and it's a question in each one of them, and I'm going to answer each one of them, and I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to be done. Amen. First point or nugget, how do I get past my hurt and pain? I'm glad you asked. If you look at, and if you just think about verse 10, how she was in bitterness of soul, but she prayed unto the Lord. So how do I get past my hurt and pain? Let God be God. Resist temptation to take judgment into your own hands. Because see, that's what Hannah could have done, but she didn't do that. She could have looked at Eli and say, no, this not the one. Today ain't the day, and tomorrow ain't looking too good for you, bro. No. But that's not what she said. She just began to say, no, my Lord, in a humble voice. And that's where we're missing it today. Everybody want to be on top. Everybody want everybody to see them and what they're doing and how well they're doing it and how good they are. Never mind how good God is. But as a living church today, we need to push, pray until something happens. So that's how we get past the hurt and the pain. We don't take things into our own hand, but we look to the Father. We pray to our God. We worship him. We honor him. And we let God be God and resist the temptation to take matters into your own hand. Amen. Number two, when and who do we need to call on? Who do we need to call on? Well, most of us will call on our boss if we need money, giving us a raise, or call on our mama and daddy, because they got a little something we don't have. But when and who do I need to call on? When? All the time. Call on God. Amen. Call on God. Fast and pray for directions. Fast. Here I'm cussing. Yeah, I cuss. Fast. I'm going to cuss again. Fast. I'm going to cuss again. Fast. Deny yourself. Now, I understand some people are on medicine and they can't fast, you know, as well as or as long as others, but you can deny yourself because that, well, what fasting is, it's not for a pretty show. It's for you to get into the presence of God and to deny yourself, deny that flesh. I have to talk to my flesh sometimes. I'll be walking around the house and I'm trying to eat like I supposed to and so forth, and things, you know, that my husband loved, all around the house. And I have to, no, We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today. I'm fasting. I have to talk to myself. I'm praying. I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. There's some things in my life. There's some things in my family's life. There's some things in my country that I need some changes for. So I have to fast and pray. Push. Pray until something happens. Number three, know at all times that God will heal the broken heart. If we're broken in our hearts for whatever reason, get a revelation from God by seeking the word of God and knowing that God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hannah's broken heart became her blessing because she pushed her way into the presence of God. God blessed her tremendously, and she bore a son, which was Samuel. And she did as she said. She gave him back to the Lord. And then God blessed her with three more sons and daughters. Many children, three sons and two daughters. So I'm saying that to say that know where to go when your heart is broken. Don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. Push your way into his presence, and you will glorify, and you will be blessed because you are in the obedience of God. And the last thing, number four, I want you to remember something. Remember, number one, who we're serving. The God who made the heavens and the earth. We're not serving no God, no dead God. We're serving an alive God. So remember who you're serving, and then thank and praise God for your victory. Thank and praise God for your victory. No matter what you're going through, what the situation is, remember to trust God, to thank God, to give him glory, to give him praise, and to give him honor, because he's worthy of all the praise. I want you to know today that the word of God lets us know that God will help us. If you're reading Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we are not what we should pray. We know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us. That's why we got to get out of the natural into the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost and pray and press our way until something happens. My something may not be your something. Your something certainly is not my something. But whatever your something is, whatever you need from the Lord, I want you to remember that if you will just push, which means press, press your way into the presence of God. Press your way into, your flesh is not going to want you to pray. Your flesh certainly not going to want you to fast. Your flesh certainly not going to want you to call on the true and the living God. But if you'll look beyond your faults and beyond your flesh and seek the will of God, press. Today, church, I'm going to leave these words with you. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. I pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. I pray that you have heard something that will motivate you. That's my entire desire, is to pray, to preach, to teach the word of God, that we can be better again today and even better tomorrow than we were yesterday. So if we will cuss a little bit, and by that mean, understand what I mean. When I say cuss, I'm talking about fasting. Not cussing, like, you know, using. But most people think you are cussing when you tell them to fast, and that's why I said it like that. But if we will fast and pray and push our way, we will see the glory of God, just like Hannah did, just like Peter did. He was relieved. He was taken out of prison. God worked a supernatural miracle for him, and he'll do the same for you. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. We've changed. He hasn't changed. I pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. I pray that you have heard something that will help you throughout this day. And we're going to pray. Everybody stand. Praise God. Hallelujah.